Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, let's see, I'm in New York City. It's 3 p.m. here, and it's cool outside. It's also cloudy, but it's bright inside where I am. And today we're going to be talking about art again, which is a great subject. This time, the artist's name is Poyen Wang, and I hope I pronounced it correctly. And he's going to talk about his style of art, and joining him is Lucia Lee, who's an art curator. And we have them both on the line right now. So first, hi, Lucia.
Hi, Merle. Hi, Poyen. Hi,
hello,
everybody.
Hello, Lucia. I'm Merle. Good
hello.
Afternoon.
So, Poyen, tell me.
Yes.
Describe the style of art that you're sharing with us.
I'm a media artist who is from Taiwan, and I'm currently in New York, and study for my second master degree at School of Visual Arts. So I primarily use digital media to create my artworks, and the theme of my work is trying to find a relationship between myself and others.
Oh, okay. And in what form do you do it?
I mainly use computer generated imagery in video art, but I also use like digital fabrication to create sculptures, and then I also make some photography and videos.
Okay, then what made you get into this type of style? What made you do this as opposed to oil painting, let's say, or, you know, things like that?
Okay, because my bachelor degree in Taiwan is graphic design, and then I studied for new media arts for my first master degree in Taipei as well. And now I'm here studying for my another master degree for digital art again. So primarily I study a lot of digital art, so I use it as my medium to create artworks.
Okay, and do you have any art that's on display right now?
The work I'm going to show in Rewoven exhibition curated by Lucia is 3D printing sculptures, and I just print like a 3D scanning myself, and then I print it out, but I print it out as some skater, like irregular fragments, and then I drill holes on it, and I stitch them together by thread by myself.
Oh, so you're taking needle and thread and stitching it together? Is that what we're going to see? I mean, it's not artistically stitched. It's your actual needle and thread?
Yeah, they are literally thread.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look, it's like a portrait, a sculpture, but it was came from a fragment pieces that sewing together. So it looks like a face that has been dissected into different parts. It's showing to me, it's showing the in a way of like a very fragile heart. So I remember your title is called Intimate Things.
Yeah, intimacy.
Right.
Because,
so it's really touched like on artists that your heart very deep in your mind in some way that you experience that but you move to a new place or you come to US and you found that this place is something that you have to restructure yourself. It's,
yes.
Right. That's what I interpreted a little bit from the form itself.
Yeah.
So that's going to be at the Rewoven event on March 16th, is that, I believe? Is that when it opens?
Yeah, actually, you know, the opening reception is we set up March 30th, but actually if public go there and then they can start, they can if they want to see the work, that 16th should be ready to open to public that way. Because of the, you want to secure
that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the 15th that people could start to see this, the Rewoven.
16, yes.
Oh, 16th. That's at the Queensborough Community College in the Art Gallery?
It's a QC Art Gallery at CUNY in Bayside, Queens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now to get back, I'm curious as to, like, you got to a point, Poyen. Is it Poyen or Poyen?
Poyen. Yeah, it's hi.
Poyen. Okay.
Yes.
Poyen, you got to a point, like, you know, here you were, you're in Taiwan, and you, you know, decide. What made you decide to study art, first of all?
I'm always interested in, through art, I can express myself. It's like a form for me to express myself because I actually have a little bit difficulty to communicate with people. But through art, I can express my feelings, and it's like a form for me to communicate with others or the environment.
Okay. So in Taiwan, is it that they don't have as much an opportunity to be an artist as you do in coming to New York?
I think in Taiwan we do have a very good environment for artists, but in my case, because I got a scholarship from Taiwanese government to go abroad to study, and then I can speak English, so I would like to see how I can live and work in New York and kind of expand my horizon.
Oh, I see. So, and how long have you been here then?
I moved to New York in August in 2015, so right now it's like 1 year and 1.5 years now.
And so do you plan to stay here? I mean, do you find that because of the opportunity to do your art here, do you find that you want to stay, you know, for years?
Yes.
So you do as opposed to, you know, like for a little while and then you're going to go back to Taiwan.
In my case, because I got a scholarship from Taiwanese government, so probably I need to go back to Taiwan at some point. But I'm going to graduate this May from School of Visual Arts, but I'm planning to stay here to do like some internship for a while and then see how it goes to decide do I want to stay here longer or go back to Taiwan or somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Do you live in Queens, by the way?
No, I live in Brooklyn, in Bushwick.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. That's all. That's Now, did you? And now I'm just curious. So you can't, like coming into the United States. Like, what made you pick Brooklyn? I'm just curious.
When I was in Taiwan, I have heard about a lot of things in Brooklyn. Like, I listened to some musicians, like some bands. They are originally from Brooklyn, so I was very curious about Brooklyn, this borough. And the other thing is that my school is in Manhattan, but the rent in Manhattan is quite high for me now, so I need to to do the commute to from Brooklyn to Manhattan. So I choose Brooklyn to live at this moment.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm just curious. So when people come over, you know, come to the United States, why they pick the place they do. That's all. So let's get back to this. So if I was in Taiwan, would I see some of your work someplace?
Yeah, I actually live and work between New York and Taiwan. Right now I'm living in New York and study here, but sometimes I will apply for some awards or competition in Taiwan, and hopefully I can get in and then I can show my work there as well.
Okay, so let me ask you then, have you been able to show your work in Taiwan, or is this the first time that you're really having an opportunity to, you know, show it in a gallery or an event in a gallery?
I graduated from National Taipei University of the Fine Arts in 2015, and then so after that I started showing my work in Taiwan. Like, I have a solo exhibition show last year in National Taiwan Museum of Fine Arts. So I have keep showing my work in Taiwan, and here in New York, I also got some opportunities, like Lucia curated this show. It's very good, and I have other opportunity to show my other stuff as well here in New York or in the U.S.
You know, Bo Yuan had a big exhibition at the National Taiwan Museum of Arts for a couple of years last year or a couple of years ago. It's a solo and a solo exhibition and the show, the big, large projection pieces.
Yeah.
With a different stream and a multi-channel video pieces. Right. I know that. So he's not a very, really an emerging, maybe emerging artist in New York, but actually he's quite mature in the creating career that himself. So he has an academia training. So from a very good school, an art school in Taiwan, art university, and also come here to get advanced, learning and experience in the new environment in here. So I can see that his work actually is quite well developed already.
Thank you.
How did you find out about him? I mean, how did the communication come to you to be, so that he got to be in the show?
Okay, actually, I found this new artist that started from last year. A special young generation's exhibit that I think is organized by a group of young artists, old designer. They curated one exhibit entitled Storyteller.
Yeah, Modern Storyteller.
Right. And actually, I was invited to the opening and seeing that the artwork is related to the really pure design or a video piece, but he did one piece. It's very amazing. And also, actually, the piece will show in the Rewoven in Brooklyn, New York site at the other venues to the Rewoven. Maybe that a Boyan can also explain the piece. It's interesting and very much related to the, what is the New York environment or New York scene of subject piece.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you're also going to have a different piece that's going to be shown in Brooklyn?
Yes, in Williamsburg. I think I believe it starts from April. And the title of this work is called Atlas. It's, as I said, my work is trying to find a relationship between myself and others. So I live in Brooklyn, so I have to commute to the city almost every day. So subway is the tool I use to commute. And then I find really interested in the commuters on the subway. So also on the subway platform, you will see this kind of advertisement board, and some of them are destroyed by these daily commuters, and they are anonymous. But these kind of destroyed advertisement board, sometimes they look like a map to me. So I just photograph them, and then I use the 3D computer software to make the 2D photos into a 3D, three-dimensional topological model, and then I make it like a geographical model, and I print them, and I made a video with them.
Oh, okay. Then,
yes.
This is what we can see in Brooklyn then?
It's Lossori, the Museum of Lossori, that in Williamsburg, from April 20, the opening on April 20, and to end of June. So it's part of the woven. But actually, the subject is actually more radical. It's directly pointing to the social justice, these subjects. For instance, the feminist subjects for other artists, or sometimes of the challenge to the what is the polluted environment and any kinds of the subject related to social justice that we put into the museum, Lossori in Williamsburg. Yeah, and so Boyan is one of the piece Atlas. In Brooklyn. This Atlas is very interesting.
Yes.
It looks like a very beautiful landscape. You were like confused. You thought this is might come from some nature scene, nature landscape, but actually it came from New York subway. Very well transformed from a subway like a wall into a, it's like a combined with the very human made or artificially nature beauty in a way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this all sounds, I can't wait to see all this, the things that rewoven. That's,
very exciting.
Do you have a project that you're working on now?
Yes.
Yeah, these two are already completed, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, do you have one that you're also working on for next thing?
Yes. Yeah, I'm working on several things, but the mainly project I'm working on is my thesis project, which will be shown at SVA Chelsea Gallery in June, in the beginning of June. So it's also a video project which includes like a single channel video and some 3D printing sculptures as well as a video installation. And the single channel video is also going to be shown in these Light Years events on the first week of April, also curated by Lucia, which will be projected under the Manhattan Bridge.
That's one of my projects I'm working now. It's a five video artists that I choose to show in this project. It's called Light Year. They have been actually implement this project in a couple of years. But this April, they asked me to work together. So Bo Yan is one of the artists that will join this Lightyear project. It's an outdoor and a big and a huge, gigantic image to project through the Manhattan Bridge. And I entitled that the project called Passenger Moments. So that Bo Yan is one of the that. And then he's making a new video piece. I expect that will be very interesting projection. Yeah.
I think the video is consists of a different like old photos, so it actually looks a little bit haunting and uncanny. So it will be interesting to be projected on these brick walls under the Manhattan Bridge during the evening, because the effects it creates, the environment, the atmosphere it creates, it will be very matched to that venue, I think.
Now I'm curious, because I know, like, there are a lot of boat tours that go around in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Will any of the boats be will any boats be passing, and that the passengers could actually see it as they pass underneath the bridge?
I actually, in this March, I'm going to see the other project that they did for the Lightyear. So I want to experience that, how it's going on, when the people, from which angle, then what it really feel like that. But I'm not sure from Manhattan how they can see, because this is a project through the wall on the Manhattan Bridge. Then I know from certain corner, it might be able to see. And from the bridge, it's possible. Because from...
No, I don't mean to be able to see it from the bridge. I'm talking about if people are... They're taking a boat ride and the boat goes under the bridge.
Oh.
Would they be able to look up and see the projection on the wall?
Maybe I should find out this. I can find out and ask the collaborator that from me, then find out that. Yeah. So I think that probably have to be standing there. And I know that a lot of people sit on the ground, just watch that, enjoying the outdoors, the feelings. And then we will also work with the a restaurant just on the corner, then so people can walk in to have some drink.
Oh, okay.
And also enjoying the whole night from the, and so the continuing that the piece to project an outdoor from the to the bridge, and then they can sit there, enjoy the whole night, and they won't miss if they didn't arrive on time in 6 o'clock. They can come 9 o'clock. They can still see that. And also at the same time, this projection will simultaneously and show in Berlin a gallery at the same time. So that it's kind of like a very still planning, but that I believe will be an interesting project. In addition, I know that Bo Yan also did some project for the Venice, right, in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's not a project. It's like the Venice. It's a hotel in Las Vegas, and then they recently opened a new bar in their hotel, and then they installed 8 monitors in their bar to display some digital video artworks. And there's this person from this art organization, and she asked me. She asked me, can I show one of my work, which is my earlier video art, to be shown on these monitors as well. For there, it's more like part of the decoration of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that the artists that I show with, they are very well-known American artists.
Oh, okay. What, by the way, Lucia, what is the name of the restaurant in Williamsburg that that's...
Oh, you mean the Museum of Rewoven Project or Outdoor? Night
yeah, the
here?
One you said that they could sit at a restaurant and be able to look
okay.
out.
Okay, that project, the entire project is called Ear. But
no, no, no. What is the name of the? No,
yeah.
What is the name of the restaurant that you say people can sit inside of and see it?
Right. That I wish I remember that restaurant name now, but I cannot name it. Let me find out for you later on.
Oh, okay.
I cannot remember that name, actually. I cannot remember the right now. But that's,
okay. I was just curious.
Okay. Actually, yeah, quite
now,
well. Yes.
What I want you to do, Lucia, well, I suppose that he can do it too, we're going to now give a shout-out to the Chinese, Taiwanese people, and go ahead and tell what the, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, Boyan can also speak Mandarin, so maybe we both can introduce a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Boyan.
Yes.
我们中文, 介绍一下你的作品展览。
中文吗?
这个是对用中文，我先讲一下好了。波燕现在在我们在这个 radio 的 interview 是我们 Revolven 在之展览其中的一位艺术家，那要展出的作品在 QCC Art Gallery 就是纽约市立大学的一个美术馆，3月30号我们会开幕。 那他有一件作品在那里展出，另外的话会有另外一个一组件的作品在布鲁克林。那博彦要不要讲一下您那个在 QCC 的展览，还有 Brooklyn 的展览在 Revolven 里面的？好，所以我在
QCC 展的会是一件 3D 列印的雕塑。那这件雕塑它谈的是 3D 列印和 3D 扫描的本质，就是。 3D 扫描是针对一个目标去做多个角度的摄影捕捉，然后再将得到的图像资料进一步计算成一个 3D 的模型。那单一个角度得到的图像资料，由于摄影机的固定角度，所以它常常是残缺不全的。就好像是他者对自我的认识也是仅止于片面。所以我就把这些。 残缺不全的碎片印出来，然后透过自己亲自手缝，把它缝成一个我的人像，就好像是我在重新建构别人对我的认识一样。那在那个 Williamsburg 那个艺廊会展的作品叫做《地图集》，然后这个《地图集》是我在过去这一年多在纽约生活，我在布鲁克林和 曼哈顿通勤的时候，我就是在不同的地铁站发现这个他们地铁站有一些广告看板都被一些通勤者给破坏了，然后我就是把这些破坏，就是看起来很残缺不全的广告看板，它对我来讲看起来很像一张地图，所以我就把它用照相机把它拍下来，然后把这个二维的 2D 的一个摄影照片，我放到3D的软体里面去，根据电脑计算它产生出一个 高度就变成一个很像地理模型的感觉。那这个地理模型其实它就是象征的这整个纽约城市的一个集体的记忆。然后我就像是一个采集者，就是在不同的地铁站去采集这些集体的记忆，然后把它呈现出来的一个作品。那这件作品会涵盖摄影的部分，还有就是会有一个 video 一个影像的部分，是根据这些摄影作品做出来的video。
如果你们有兴趣，再多了解他的作品，他打他的名字进去网站就可以找到他，也可以在 taac-us.org 看到。那博彦王的 spelling 是 poyenwang， 所以你就可以找到他的一些更多的资讯。 Okay, Merle, we'll return to you.
Yeah. Okay. 谢谢。
Okay, thank you.
that's really great. Is there anything else that you want to share with us, information-wise?
I hope you guys can come to our openings on the March 30th and April 20th to both the venue and to enjoy the artworks.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
Yes.
So everybody's safe and mark in your calendar March 30, April 6th, outdoor light year, and April 20. So it'll be a busy month. Okay.
Well, I'll certainly mark my calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Well then, that was great having you on the show, Poyen.
Thank you.
And as I said, I'm looking forward to seeing your show. And thank you, Lucia.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having us in here. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. So we have, another artist that's part of Rewoven and part of the people that are, great to have the Taiwanese American people. Or Taiwanese people visiting America, and we'll see if hopefully they'll stay. I didn't get my Ronnie Brook milk. Well, I'll go this Sunday, but in the meantime, at least I could think about it. Here we go. There we are. No, come on. Yeah.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising. Doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from nonfat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yeah. Check it out, boy. That's good milk. And probably I have to just, probably the best milk to use if you want to make your own ricotta cheese. It's all you have to do is, beside the Ronnie Brook milk, which you should get the whole milk even to make it better. You use Ronnie Brook milk and go buy yourself a lemon. And basically, that's what you're doing. And what will happen is you're putting the milk in a pot and you're cooking it and stirring, and you have the lemon juice, not reconstituted, but lemon juice, which will separate the curds from the whey, and it's the curds. Strain real well, and you have fresh ricotta cheese. Yes. Anyway, oh, they call it pot cheese, too. So, well, I am going to end the show. And the rubber chickens are resting. Yes. So I guess everybody, when you're listening to this, if you haven't listened to it yet, have a great day, evening, morning, or whenever. Just try to be kind to one another. That's all we could do, I guess.